High Point Theater has a dynamic new season in store with jazz, comedy, Celtic, Broadway, magic, and much more in the High Point Theater. It's owned and operated by the city of High Point, and it's also home to the North Carolina Shakespeare Festival. There's always ample parking available at HPT, and you'll find link to their complete performance calendar at wfdd.org/triadarts. Coming up this Saturday, February 9th at 7:30, it's the Birdland Big Band, directed by drummer Tommy Igo. Director of the City of High Point Theater is David Briggs.
And it is directed by Tommy Igo, who is an amazing drummer. I had no idea until after I booked him, actually. And then you start listening to, wow, that guy is hot. But everybody who is anybody performed at Birdland, whether it was John Coltrane or Satchmo or Miles Davis or Dizzy Gillespie, Charlie Parker cut his teeth there. So the musicians who are part of this show are all world class. Yeah, this is not your daddy's big band. I mean, this is going to be some hard-driving jazz, but also some really cool, smooth jazz. And I hope folks will take advantage of coming out to see live at Birdland.
And that's live at Birdland. The Birdland Big Band, directed by drummer Tommy Igo. And if you've never seen a big band live, and an excellent big band live, you're missing out. And what a great opportunity. All these shows at very affordable costs, I should say.
That's right. Well, thank you. We try to keep our costs affordable for our patrons. It's a tough economy. We know that folks have a limited number of entertainment dollars, and obviously we'd like for them to spend them at the High Point Theater.
Best of Broadway coming up. You Raised Me Up. And I should point out, not just Broadway, but also Thrills of Opera, The Passion of Academy Award-winning Songs, lots of great music, and the quality of the artists just out of this park.
These are folks who have played The Phantom on Broadway, Esmeralda, either on the road in A tours or on Broadway itself. The Mark Taper Forum, some of them are from California. This is actually going to be a Valentine's program. So for you guys and gals out there who are looking for a very special Valentine's evening, I can't think of a better way than to come and hear an amazing concert at the High Point Theater.
They just don't miss. It's always right in the center. And that's coming up on Valentine's Day, Thursday, February 14th. Again, a 7:30 start at the High Point Theater. The Best of Broadway, You Raise Me Up. Lots of great music coming this season. These are some of the best. And Danu is one of those examples. I mean, the music, Irish, Scottish music, the Celtic music is so wonderful. But in this case, in the hands of experts, I mean, it can be really transformative.
Absolutely. These are seriously world-class Irish musicians, and they've won so many awards over the years. They've won the BBC award twice. They are phenomenal. That's right before St. Patrick's Day. Perfect timing. Come and put your green hat on. We might even sell green beer. Who knows?
Director of the City of High Point Theater, David Briggs. Coming up this Saturday night, February 9th at 7:30, it's the Birdland Big Band, directed by drummer Tommy Igo. Then on Valentine's Day at HPT, the Best of Broadway, You Raise Me Up, comes to town. For St. Paddy's Day, it'll be the world-famous Danu live in concert. And in the spring, it's a jazz lover's paradise at HPT with the 90 Miles Project, guitarists Kevin Eubanks and Stanley Jordan, and much more. You'll find the complete performance calendar at wfdd.org/triadarts. All of the events are family-friendly and very reasonably priced. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.